Penguin Random House Audio presents Friends Divided, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, by Gordon S. Wood. Read for you by James Lurie. To the editors of the papers of John Adams and the papers of Thomas Jefferson. Prologue, The Eulogies. They died on the same day, and it was no ordinary day. It was the 4th of July, 1826, exactly 50 years from the date the Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence. This, our 50th anniversary, as Daniel Webster exclaimed, was the great day of national jubilee. Webster's two-hour eulogy, delivered in Boston on August 2, 1826, was only one of hundreds presented over the months following the deaths of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. All the eulogies expressed awe and wonder at this singular occurrence. For one such man to die on such a day, said Caleb Cushing, a member of the Massachusetts legislature at Newburyport on July 15th, would have been an event never to be forgotten. But for both these glorious founders to die on the same special day, that was beyond coincidence. The mathematician was calculating the chance of such a death, declared the quirky writer and editor of the Boston Commercial Gazette, Samuel L. Knapp. The superstitious viewed it as miraculous, and the judicious saw in the event the hand of that providence, without whose notice not a sparrow falls to the ground. Up and down the continent, people sought to draw moral instruction from the death of the two greatest surviving revolutionary leaders.